Picture this. You are seeing Sifa, an 87-year-old woman, who presents to the emergency department with symptoms of dizziness and heart pounding. I was gardening at home, and all of a sudden, I felt dizzy, and my heart felt like it was slow and heavy, like boom, 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 she says, slowly tapping her chest. I feel okay now, but anytime I try to do something, I have no energy and feel like I'm going to pass out. I just want to get back to my garden. Her vitals show a heart rate of 40 beats per minute. Her physical exam is remarkable for bradycardia. An electrocardiogram shows atrial and ventricular depolarizations, but with no coordinated relationship to one another. How will you explain to Sifa her diagnosis and the pathology of the disease? What causes this? Welcome to Audio Bricks. I'm Laurel Toft, bringing cardiology from our bricks to your ears. After completing this section, you will be able to 1. Diagram the conduction system of the heart. 2. List the normal sequence of cardiac activation or depolarization from the sinoatrial node to the Purkinje fibers. 3. Describe the sinoatrial node and its importance. 4. Explain the ionic mechanism of pacemaker automaticity. 5. Identify neural and humoral factors that influence pacemaker rate. And 6. Explain the function of the atrioventricular node. Part 1. What is the cardiac conduction system? The cardiac conduction system keeps us alive. It initiates the heartbeat, responds to inputs to regulate the heartbeat, and carries electrical impulses through the heart to achieve a coordinated heart contraction. We call this electromechanical coupling, meaning that coordinated electrical activity leads to coordinated muscle contraction. The consequences of losing this coordinated electrical activity can range from minor, like experiencing heart palpitations, to severe, like death. The conduction system, which is composed of specialized electrically linked cardiac muscle cells called conduction cells, generates and conducts electrical impulses through the heart. The normal path of conduction through the heart starts at the sinoatrial node, spreads through the atria to the atrioventricular node, where it is slowed down in order to coordinate the electrical activation of the ventricles through the His-Purkinje system of electrical fibers. Now let's look at that sequence in more detail. First, we start with the sinoatrial node, or the SA node. The SA node is the pacemaker of the heart, where the normal electrical signal, also called depolarization, is initiated. Located at the junction of the right atrium and the superior vena cava, the SA node is composed of specialized muscle cells that spontaneously depolarize at about 60 to 100 beats per minute to generate the action potential that initiates the heartbeat. Once generated, the signal is conducted through the right and left atria, the RA and the LA, electrically activating them. The signal reaches the LA through Bachman's bundle, a specialized myocyte conduction pathway. It cannot go directly to the ventricles because they are essentially walled off from the atria by fibrous, non-conducting connective tissue. Instead, the signal is routed to the traffic signal or gatekeeper known as the atrioventricular or AV node. The AV node is made of a group of conduction cells on the floor of the right atrium. These cells depolarize with an action potential, like in the SA node, but the conduction velocity is slower. This slower conduction allows the AV node to function like a stoplight or a gatekeeper for all the impulses bound for the ventricles. And why would that be a good idea for the impulses to slow at the AV node? Well, this slowing allows the ventricles to depolarize after, not at the same time as, the atria. And this means that the ventricles have time to fill with blood from the atria prior to depolarization and contraction. Depolarization and contraction of an empty ventricle would not be effective at all. In order for electrical signal to get to all of the ventricular myocardium, it then travels through a superhighway called the His-Purkinje system. Think of this as the highway where electricity can travel much faster than on surface streets. The first portion of this superhighway is called the bundle of His. This bundle of specialized cardiac muscle fibers run from the AV node down the interventricular septum that divides the left and right ventricles. It then divides into two bundle branches. The right and left bundle branches continue down the remainder of the interventricular septum toward the apex of the heart, transmitting impulses to the RV, right ventricle, and LV, left ventricle, respectively. Now, the left bundle branch has a posterior and an anterior fascicle that transmit impulses to the LV. The bundle branches then divide into the intricate Purkinje fiber system, which is responsible for depolarizing ventricular cardiac muscle cells, the myocardium, causing the ventricular muscle to contract. So, putting it all together, we have activation of the SA node followed by depolarization of the atria. The electrical signal slows at the AV node, then travels down the bundle of His to depolarize the septum from left to right. The left and right bundles depolarize the ventricle, starting with the anteroseptal region of the myocardium towards the apex. The Purkinje fibers depolarize the bulk of the ventricle, starting with endocardium first and moving out towards pericardium. The last portion of the heart to depolarize is the posterior base of the left ventricle. Because of the anatomical location of these conducting structures, the pathway of electricity or depolarization through the heart goes left to right, front to back, and from the inner to the outer myocardium. Let's pause to see if you got that. Question: which are the first and last parts of the heart to depolarize? Answer is: the atria come first and the posterior left ventricle comes last. Part 2. How does the sinoatrial node work? The SA node is the pacemaker of the heart, and it's where the action potential that causes a heartbeat originates. But how does this happen? Well, in the muscle cells of the conduction system, as with all electrically active cells, action potentials are caused by the opening and closing of ion channels. Remember that the movement of ions through these channels generates electrical currents, which are then conducted to nearby cells. However, unlike most cardiac cells, the cells of the SA node are pacemaker cells, which demonstrate a feature called automaticity, meaning they depolarize spontaneously and with a regular rhythm. If we picture the action potential of the SA node, there are three phases, forming a unique shape compared to the action potential of a regular muscle cell. Phase 4 in SA nodal cells has an upward slope, slowly rising until it reaches the threshold potential. At this point, phase 0 commences with rapid depolarization, meaning an increase in transmembrane voltage. Phase 3 is the repolarization of these cells when the transmembrane voltage falls, allowing the cycle to begin all over again. To understand the control of heart rate, understanding phase 4 of this action potential is the key. Phase 4 represents the spontaneous depolarization unique to the pacemaker cells of the heart. This spontaneous depolarization is due to a special current called the IF current, F for funny. No, really, that's what it stands for. The funny current is a slow inward movement of sodium into the cell. As sodium flows into the cell, it slowly depolarizes and reaches the threshold potential of minus 40 millivolts, at which point the L-type calcium channels start opening, calcium influx occurs, and phase 0 depolarization starts. The upward slope of this phase 4 is adjustable, and this is where the heart rate control happens. The slope of phase 4 will determine how quickly a new phase 0 depolarization occurs. A steeper phase 4 slope means less time elapses until phase 0, and therefore a more rapid heart rate. A flatter phase 4 slope means a slower heartbeat. All right, time for a quiz. Which ion channel is responsible for the spontaneous depolarization in pacemaker cells? Answer is, the slow sodium channel, or funny current, is responsible for spontaneous depolarization in pacemaker cells. All right, so now let's discuss secondary pacemaker cells. Although the primary pacemaker cells are within the SA node, secondary pacemaker cells are also present in places like the AV node, the bundle of His, and actually throughout the ventricular conduction system. The intrinsic rates of these pacemakers are slower than those of the SA node, so the SA node is usually dominant. The SA nodal rate triggers the activation of these secondary pacemaker cells before they have a chance to spontaneously or automatically depolarize. And this phenomenon is known as overdrive suppression. The secondary pacemaker cells can take over when something goes wrong with the SA node. For example, the SA node can be non-functional, a condition called, wait for it, sick sinus syndrome. Yep, really creative name there. Or sometimes the impulse from the SA node is blocked from triggering the rest of the conduction system, such as a condition called complete heart block, when none of the impulses from the SA node make it to the ventricles. When this happens, the secondary pacemakers start depolarizing and send out impulses at their slower intrinsic rate. This is 50 to 60 beats per minute for the AV node and 30 to 40 beats per minute for Purkinje fibers. This will result in a slow heartbeat, and the secondary pacemakers are then known as ectopic pacemakers. Ectopic indicates that they are not the normal pacemakers and located elsewhere. Knowledge check time. What prevents the other pacemaker cells in the heart from firing when the SA node is operating normally? When the SA node is directing the heart rate, these latent pacemaker cells are forced to fire faster than their intrinsic rate, and they become hyperpolarized. This prevents them from spontaneously firing, a phenomenon known as overdrive suppression. Part 3. What factors influence heart rate? The automaticity of the SA node without outside influences has it beating around 100 beats per minute, which is faster than most people's resting heart rates. But you see, the SA node isn't acting on its own. The autonomic nervous system and circulating adrenaline play significant roles in regulating heart rate. At the cellular level, the autonomic nervous system primarily alters the heart rate by changing the slope of phase 4. As you might guess, the sympathetic nervous system increases heart rate by making the slope of phase 4 steeper. Conversely, the parasympathetic nervous system decreases heart rate by making the slope of phase 4 more gradual. So let's talk about the effect of both arms of the autonomic nervous system on the heart rate. At rest, parasympathetic dominates, giving humans a resting heart rate of 60 to 100 beats per minute. It does this via innervation by the good old vagus nerve, also known as cranial nerve 10. The vagus has three effects. Number one, it increases the threshold for triggering phase 0, meaning a less negative threshold, which makes this threshold harder to reach. Two, it causes hyperpolarization at the end of phase 3. And three, it decreases the slope of phase 4. These changes cause the SA node to decrease its rate of intrinsic firing and thus decrease the heart rate. Well, what is the mechanism for these vagus nerve effects? In phase 4, the parasympathetic neurotransmitter acetylcholine increases conductance of potassium channels and decreases conductance of calcium channels. This decreases the funny current and thus decreases the slope of phase 4 depolarization and effectively delays phase 0 depolarization. Now here's a fun clinical correlation. Removal of the vagus nerve inputs in heart transplant patients can lead to the heart beating faster. Most heart transplant recipients have a resting heart rate of 100 to 110 beats per minute. Question time. How does the parasympathetic system decrease the heart rate at rest? The parasympathetic system delays pacemaker firing by decreasing the slope of phase 4, increasing the threshold for triggering phase 0, and increasing hyperpolarization at the end of phase 3. All right, now it's time for sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is famous as the fight or flight system, increasing heart rate, increasing myocardial contractile strength, and increasing blood pressure. As SA node input from the sympathetic nervous system increases, the slope of phase 4 increases, and the threshold for triggering phase 0 becomes more negative, meaning easier to reach. Both of these things increase pacemaker depolarization frequency. This happens because norepinephrine from the sympathetic side increases conductance of calcium channels, the funny current, and the slope of phase 4 depolarization, leading to an earlier phase 0 depolarization. In addition to the direct nerves innervating the SA node, circulating hormones can also impact heart rate. Circulating catecholamines, such as epinephrine released from the adrenal medulla, act just like sympathetic nervous system to cause the SA node to depolarize at a greater rate, increasing the heart rate. Epinephrine is also known as adrenaline, and it's a stress hormone released during times of fear or stress, which is exactly when you need a more rapid heart rate and higher cardiac output. Part 4. What is the role of the atrioventricular node? The AV node lies in the inferior posterior part of the atrial septum. In normal hearts, the AV node is a true gatekeeper, as it is the only pathway by which the electrical signal can pass from the atria to the ventricles. During passage through the AV node, conduction velocity decreases tenfold. The purpose of this decrease is two things. First, it allows the atria to completely depolarize and contract before the ventricles depolarize and contract, which is needed for a proper synchronous cardiac contraction. And second, it limits the passage of electrical signals that could simultaneously activate the ventricles and potentially cause arrhythmias. Let's stop here to check your knowledge. In what area of the cardiac conduction system is conduction the slowest? Conduction is slowest within the AV node. And that's it for cardiac conduction system. Let's check your knowledge and see what we've learned today. First, let's list the normal sequence of cardiac activation or depolarization, starting with the sinoatrial node. If you recall, the conduction pathway of the heart begins at the SA node, which then sends impulses throughout the atria, to the AV node, then to the bundle of His, the right and left bundle branches, and from there, Purkinje fibers stimulate the myocytes of the myocardium in the left and right ventricles. Next, what is the function of the SA node? The SA node normally drives the heart rate and suppresses other pacemakers in a phenomenon known as overdrive suppression. Now, what unique property of SA nodal cells allows them to function as the pacemaker cells of the heart, and what is the mechanism? The pacemaker cells in the SA node demonstrate automaticity with an upsloping phase 4 of the action potential that causes spontaneous depolarization. This is caused by the funny current, a slow inward sodium current that slowly raises the membrane potential until it reaches activation threshold. Next, can you name three neural and humoral factors that influence heart rate? The autonomic nervous system changes the firing rate of the SA node by altering ion movement and changing the slope of phase 4 depolarization. Sympathetic nervous system activation increases the slope of phase 4 depolarization, causing a faster heart rate. Parasympathetic activation decreases the slope of phase 4, causing a slower heart rate. Finally, circulating epinephrine acts similarly to the sympathetic nervous system, increasing the slope of phase 4 and therefore the heart rate. And lastly, what is the function of the AV node? The AV node is a gatekeeper or traffic light between the atria and ventricles, delaying propagation of the electrical impulse to allow the atria to contract prior to ventricular contraction. And we're done. Armed with your newfound knowledge, let's think back to your patient from the beginning of this episode. Sifa, your 87-year-old patient in the emergency department, is experiencing sudden onset of dizziness and a slow heart rate, prompting her visit. Her ECG shows P waves and QRS complexes, but with no coordinated relationship between the two. From what you've just learned about the cardiac conduction system, what could Sifa's diagnosis be, and what is the pathology of her disease? You diagnose Sifa with complete heart block. You explain to her that the normal pacemaker cells of the heart are working properly, but there is a block that doesn't allow the electrical impulses to travel to the ventricles, the main chambers of her heart. A backup pacemaker has taken over, but it is too slow, around 30 to 40 beats per minute. This is causing her dizziness whenever she exerts herself, and therefore she needs a pacemaker. She thanks you for figuring out her problem and looks forward to a pacemaker that will let her get back to her beloved garden. And that's our show. If you liked this episode, send us a comment or give us a thumbs up. Until next time.